still.
Why? Sandra asks, with a mischievous smile, and keeps reaching for the Christmas stocking hanging on the back of Anton's office chair. She is just about to grab it, when Anton springs into action and grabs the stocking, making the decorative bells on it jingle. The loudness of the sound catches them both by surprise. Sandra hoots with laughter. You don't have to know everything, he says, with a sour expression on his face. All you need to know is that I don't want you to fuck with the stocking. The Christmas stocking is limp in his hand, as if he didn't really want to touch it. Rudolph the reindeer smiles at them from the side of the stocking. Why, have you jerked off in it, or what? Sandra says and looks at Anton. Anton flinches and looks down. Then he throws the stocking in a drawer and slams it shut. The corner of Anton's mouth twitches when he looks at her again. You have, haven't you? She asks and laughs again. First quietly, and then louder and louder, as Anton's guilty face reveals the truth. You have! Anton throws a pillow in Sandra's face. You should just shut up if you don't know what you're talking about, he says, as a red rash starts spreading across his neck. She knows that's what happens when he feels embarrassed or when he's had too many beers. Anton doesn't seem very bothered by it, even though this is something that happens quite often. He doesn't really care. He lays down on the bed and sighs. For real, she continues once she has calmed down a little. Her laugh is almost silent now. It sounds more like a clicking sound in the back of her throat. So, you let your jerk-off sock hang on the back of the chair without caring about who is in the room? Sandra stands up from the only armchair in the crowded dorm room while she giggles and straightens out her tank top. She raises her eyebrows and places her hands in her sides. The way he looks at her makes the butterflies in her stomach flutter. Oh, come on now, I had no idea you were going to be here today. Anton defends himself and sounds a bit more serious for a second. But not serious enough not to fall right back into their silly conversation again. Are you planning to use it again? Is it time for us to share all of our nasty habits? Or maybe we should start with peeing with the door open before we go there, Sandra says, and gives him a challenging look. I think it's too late for that, Sandra. We are way past shared toilet visits at this point. We have gone straight for a, yes, I came in a sock, with Rudolph on, relationship, Anton says, and he can't even finish the sentence before a grin spreads across his face. Sandra loves their banter. Strangely enough, I don't judge you. Although I probably should, she says, and paces back and forth in the room. She isn't sure where she should sit down. She sits down in the armchair again. She can't find the courage to sit down on the bed next to him, although that's really what she wants to do. He puts his arms behind his head, and the afternoon sun shines in through the window and lands on his right elbow. The sky is blue outside, and there is no snow on the ground, but there is no doubt about the fact that winter is here. Christmas is here. It's the first Christmas that has voluntarily been spent without parents, cousins, and all the traditions. At least, that's the case for Sandra. Anton just missed his train. Yes, you really should. I should be judging myself, Anton says, and squirms on top of the sheets. He is wearing loose-fitting sweatpants and a t-shirt. Sandra can smell his deodorant and his freshly washed hair from where she is sitting. There are definitely downsides to shared showers, especially the ones in their halls of residence on campus, which are notorious across town. But at least they'll get clean if you use the right products and a pair of flip-flops. Don't worry, I used the handle of a brush when I was desperate once. I was still a teenager, but still, Sandra says, enjoying the feeling of being on the edge of inappropriate. She likes to see what happens when she talks freely like this. And as far as she knows, Anton plays the same game. Yeah, at least you can blame the fact that you were young and dumb. You can't really do that when you're 25, right? He says. They're not looking at each other, but they are 100% aware of the other's body movements. There is something in the air. Something new that has never...